KSL's top story this hour, anger from some candidates and state delegates at county conventions in Utah this weekend over Count My Vote.
Your voice, your vote, 2016. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more on the convention complaints. Mary?
Amanda, at the Utah County Republican Convention, some candidates who gathered signatures to get on the ballot were booed. Even Governor Gary Herbert was booed at one point. But those other candidates say they felt gathering signatures is true grassroots politics as they went door-to-door to meet people. Still, the lieutenant governor told the Iron County Republican Convention that SB 54 is a four-letter word at his house. Iron County is contributing money to another lawsuit against it. A judge ruled the day before the conventions to uphold the current laws. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, some politicians and candidates are upset with the new rules they faced this past weekend at their party conventions.
Your voice, your vote, 2016. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more on the convention complaints. Mary?
Amanda, it's not every delegate, but those who are upset over the signature gathering process are vocal about it. They booed and jeered some candidates at the Utah County GOP convention who got enough signatures to get on the ballot, even booed the governor at one point. A judge ruled the day before that the SB 54 compromise could stay, and that changed the outcome for some races where a candidate who would have gone straight to November's ballot now has to face a primary, like in Iron County. And in Salt Lake County, two Republican incumbents did not get enough delegate votes, and since they didn't gather signatures, they won't get on the ballot. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.